The Unjust Steward, Chapter 57. Did you ever hear anyone speak about a steward? Do you know who is meant thereby? Perhaps some of you will know, but probably others will shrug their shoulders. Listen, and I will tell you. In this world there are rich and poor people. That does not come about naturally. No, God made each of them in his own station. Among the rich there are some who are very rich, and they possess several farms and many fields and meadows. Naturally, these people cannot cultivate and take care of all these themselves, neither is it necessary. And these farms are rented to different farmers who plow the ground, plant, reap, and harvest. In other words, these farmers take care of the farms as though they were their own. Do they receive the land and everything on the farm free of charge? No, each year they pay rent to their rich landlord. We call it paying our lease. The farm remains the possession of the landlord, but the farmers rent or lease the farm. Often, such a landlord will appoint someone to receive the rent from all the farmers for him. This person is called the steward. The steward must see to it that the farmers pay their rent on time. The steward also sees to it that any necessary repairs are made. And thus, the steward cares for and watches over all his master's farms. He takes care of all the money received and pays all the expenses. The balance of the money he gives to his master. We have these stewards in our country, and they also had them in former times among the Jewish people. The Lord Jesus now speaks a parable to his disciples, but the Pharisees and the publicans can hear what he says. Come, in our thoughts, we also will sit with them and listen to the parable. The Lord begins with, "Once there was a rich man who had many farms which were rented to different farmers. It would be far too busy for him to care for all this himself. Therefore, he appointed a steward to take care of everything. He trusted this steward completely, believing him to be honest. But one day he hears that his steward is not honest. Some people come to him and tell him his steward is a waster of his money and a thief. The owner of the land is alarmed when he hears this message. He immediately calls his steward to come to him and says, 'Give an account of thy stewardship.' Naturally, this steward must have written in a book a record of how much money he had received, how much money he had given out, and for what it was spent. Of course, this must all be found correct and must balance. But this steward's books did not balance. He cheated. He was a thief. Terrified and trembling, this dishonest steward returns to his home. Oh, now his dishonesty will be exposed. He cheated and deceived his master. He formerly thought, 'My master never will find out.' But now his master must see the books. Now it no longer will be concealed. When his deceit is exposed, his master will send him away. He no longer will be a steward. And then what? What will he ever be able to do? He must earn his living. He is not able to do hard and heavy work. He never did it in his life. He would become tired so quickly. Must he beg? No, he doesn't want to beg. He would be ashamed to do that. But what will he do? He doesn't know. See him walking toward his home, pondering and puzzled. From time to time, he sighs deeply. He doesn't know what to do. His comfortable life will soon be past. Poverty and hunger await him. This is the consequence of his lying and cheating. He enters his home sighing, alas, he will not live there much longer. Soon he will be sent away as a deceiver. Restlessly he walks up and down in his room. He breaks out into a sweat. Oh, what must he do to deliver himself out of this desperate position? Suddenly, a good thought enters his mind. Yes, yes, he will act accordingly. Naturally, it is the only way to prevent the approaching calamity. He shall call the farmers to come to him, not all of them together, but one at a time. The first farmer enters his home. What must you pay each year? He asks this farmer. He answers, I must pay 100 measures of oil. In the land of Canaan, the farmers did not pay with money as we do here, but they paid with the fruits of the fields. This farmer also had to pay in this way. The steward said to the farmer, you must destroy the paper which states you must pay 100 measures of oil. I will give you a new paper stating that each year you must pay only 50 measures of oil. Why does the steward do this? Well, the rent actually was only 50 measures of oil. But underhandedly and without his master knowing about it, he had said to the farmer he must pay 100 measures of oil. And do you know what the steward had done? He had given 50 measures of oil to his master, but the other 50 measures he had kept for himself. How mean, isn't it? Such a cheater. But now that he will soon be driven away, he quickly changes it. Why? If it were not changed, a new steward would say, you always paid 100 measures of oil. You must continue to pay the same. The new steward should not know the rent had been doubled. Therefore, the unjust steward quickly reduced the rent to the amount originally determined by his master. He corrects the injustice which he had done. Now he hopes this farmer, out of gratitude, will give him food and drink when he is out of work. Then it will not be necessary to work or to beg, and at the same time he will not perish from hunger. Do you see, children, that is the reason this steward acts thus? The first farmer leaves. He is happy. From now on, he must pay only half the rent. He never expected this. Soon the second farmer enters the steward's home. How much rent must you pay each year? He asks this farmer. The answer is 100 measures of wheat. The steward says, destroy the paper and write on a new one, and that you must pay 80 measures of wheat each year. Here we have the same case, boys and girls. The original rent was only 80 measures of wheat, but the unjust steward had secretly made it 100 measures of wheat. 80 measures of wheat he gave to his master, and 20 measures he kept for himself. Also, with this second farmer, he reduces the rent to the amount it should have been. While the second farmer is leaving, the steward thinks, that's settled. If I should come to him later and ask him for a measure of wheat, he surely will not refuse to give it me. He will give it out of thankfulness, because otherwise he always would have had to pay 100 measures of wheat. In this manner, the steward dealt with all the farmers. This comes to the ears of his master. How he heard about it, we do not know. His master smiled and said, my steward has done wisely. What? Does he give this deceit of the steward his approval and call it good? No, not that. But he praises the unjust steward because he provided for the future in such a good way. So much for the parable. However, the Lord Jesus still added this thereto. See how wisely this steward has dealt. He provided for his future. When he is discharged, the one farmer will give him a measure of oil, another will give him a measure of wheat. Thus he will not be in danger of perishing from hunger. So also we must provide for our eternal future. This parable also has something to say to us. We know we must die. We know we must appear before God, and we do not concern ourselves about these things. We live on as usual, as though there is no God in heaven. We live in sin and do that which is evil in the sight of God. Time after time we are warned. Still, we have the courage to live on unconcernedly. Isn't that terrible? How dare we do this? Any day death can come, and if we die unregenerated, it will be forever too late. O children, think more often about death and eternity. Bend your knees and beg the Lord for mercy. Now it is still possible. Tomorrow it may be too late. Soon, in eternity, all these warnings shall return. Then you shall say, "If only I had listened." But it will be too late. How dreadful it will be to be lost after you have received so many warnings. No, you must continually ask the Lord for a new heart. The Lord is not under any obligation to you, but how blessed you would be if He by grace would hear those prayers. The Lord Jesus has paid the ransom for the sins of His people. There is still a possibility for you to be saved.